Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
9:08 now as we make our way through this Tuesday morning. Jeff Nowak joins us, WWL Saints sideline reporter. I'm a big fan of this man's work. He knows that. How you doing, Jeff?
Doing good, Tommy. How about yourself?
I'm all right. We hadn't gotten your take yet on the draft class, and then we'll get to the undrafted free agents. The big guy, Deuce McAllister, dubbed him Big T, which I like because it takes away the pronunciation of every name out of it. Just call the number one draft pick from Oregon State Big T. Thoughts on him and the Saints pick at offensive tackle?
Well, the positive for me is that I've known for a while how to say his name because he was my mock draft pick the whole way through.
Really?
So, yeah, Taliese. Yes.
Okay,
Taliese Fuanga. You know, he's a guy I caught up with at the Senior Bowl way back when. He made a lot of sense to me then, and he made sense at 14. It was just a question of which offensive tackle was going to be there. It got a lot closer than I expected. I thought they would have their pick between maybe 2-3, but – you know, there was that kind of late run on tackles. J.C. Latham went off the board earlier than I thought he would. But I think they ended up with the right guy. He's a right tackle prospect. I like it. I think he's got a good mentality. I think, you know, I heard some people say, oh, it's just Trevor Penning again. And I understand why people would say that. He's a guy they may not be familiar with. He didn't go to Alabama. He didn't go to an SEC school. Mm-hmm. But we are talking about Oregon State
right
here. There's
That's
a big
right
difference between Oregon State and Northern Iowa.
Yeah.
He actually went head-to-head with the first defensive player off the board in Leyte Ulatu with UCLA and Oregon State. They were both in the Pac-12. They faced off with each other at the Senior Bowl. So I think the Saints are really comfortable with the prospect they got. He's a guy that people are going to really like, I think. Very personable. You know, he's got that kind of Polynesian Samoan heritage, so there's a lot of character that goes in. If you remember Braden Fehoko with LSU, they would do the haka before every game, you know, that sort of thing. And just a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm. I'm looking forward to seeing him play.
Tim, I think he's just showing off now with his name pronunciation skills. What do you think? That's what it sounds like to me. Tim's giving me the thumbs up on that. He agrees.
It is something I take a lot of pride in.
Well, you should. But seriously, Taliese Fuanga looked good at the Senior Bowl. I mean, you saw this guy up close and personal, right?
Yeah, the thing with the Senior Bowl that makes it so valuable, and I have a feeling this is why the Saints kind of lean into it, that and the fact that they can just put everyone in a van and drive 2 hours to get there, is like guys actually have to compete against each other. That's the biggest difference between that and, say, the combine or a pro day, where you're getting some data points, but you're not seeing how does this guy stack up when there's actually a guy on the other side trying to make him look bad because they're trying to look good. Mm. And I thought he competed really well. He's just a big dude, and he can move, you know, and that's – there's only – the reason to offensive tackles, you know, to find a – starting offensive tackle in the NFL, you typically have to find them early in the draft because there's only so many of those people on the planet, 300-pound guys who can actually move around. It's going to be interesting. And, you know, one of the things that I thought the Saints has really struggled with over the last 2+ years, even with Ryan Ramczyk in there, is they just haven't really been able to, you know, move people in the run game. And that's kind of what you are – aiming for with this guy. You know, he has some work to do on pass protection. I think he's ready as a pass protector, mm-hmm. but it's going to be where he needs some polish in his game. And I think if you need to start him week one, you could. I think you're in a better situation if hopefully Ryan can get out there and however long he's able to play. And you would really bring this guy along a little bit more slowly. He's also someone who could play guard if you need him to. His arms are a little shorter than maybe the prototype you'd look for at tackle. But no, I think he's going to compete. And that's what you look for. The problem is, if you're going with a rookie at right tackle and Trevor Penning at left tackle, whether they develop the way you want them to or not, they're going to have struggles. Young players struggle. So that's why, in a perfect world, you're not starting him right away. But I think he could be ready week one if you need him.
Did Kool-Aid McKinstry play in the Senior Bowl or not?
No, he did not. Kool-Aid's an interesting case because, obviously he played all season at Alabama. Mm-hmm. He had a solid season. I wouldn't say he had his best season because it turned out by the time he got to the combine, he was dealing with a Jones fracture. I think it was his right foot. And so he was playing through that, right? So whether he was aware of how bad it was or was significantly limited by it, it's tough to say, but that's something that kind of limited him in the process. I think he was invited to the Senior Bowl, but he declined. But he's a guy who ran a 4.47 40 with that injury. So, there's not a ton of questions in terms of his profile as a cornerback. And, I think when you're coming out of Alabama, you have a pretty strong, study session
background,
having been done
skills,
with a
exactly.
and over. Yeah.
Technician.
So I think exactly. And he's got the elite athletic traits. He's, I think, 27 pass breakups in college. Mm-hmm. And he's, every couple of years, it seems like the Saints are like, yeah, we're going to draft on a strength. We're going to build on the depth at this position. And I would say outside of quarterback, cornerback is the biggest position that you really need to do that with in terms of, sure, you don't have really a path for this guy to start right now based on who, the roster as it's set, the depth chart as it's set, but you're okay with that because 2 years down the road, you still need starting cornerbacks in the NFL, and they're very difficult to find on free agency, difficult to find on the trade market. I think they got a guy they really like there. And, I had people ask, why did they trade up from 45 to 41? And it seems like, why couldn't they just sit there and wait? Well, you look at the players who came off the board. I think Cooper DeJean came off right before the Saints pick. That was at 40. And then I want to say the next two picks after the Saints were cornerbacks. So, I think they made the right call in the idea that, hey, we want this guy, and he's not going to be there if we stay at 45, or at least we have a really strong feeling he's not going to be there. And they were able to trade up with two picks this year, a fifth rounder and a sixth rounder. And to me, that's the biggest victory of this draft for the Saints, is they were able to avoid dipping into any future picks. And it became pretty clear by the end that that's something they did not want to do if they could avoid it. So to be able to pull off that trade without having to, pull from the future, I think was really positive. Because you look at next year's draft class, and this is the first year I can remember a long time that the Saints are going to go into it, barring any other trades. They could obviously make more trades. But as of right now, they have all six of their first six original picks. So the nice thing about that is if you end up in the worst case scenario, which can happen, the Saints have been lucky to avoid that in a lot of seasons, right? They haven't had a season where the quarterback had a season-ending injury in week two and everything kind of went off the rails. The worst that they've had is a 7-win season, but it's really nice to be in that situation and have that safety net that if everything does go wrong, you're at least going to benefit from your own pick. So I think they've been able to kind of reset their deck a little bit in this draft while also getting impact players. So I'm really happy with how they came out.
I'm happy with Kool-Aid. I tell you what, I think that's one of the better picks of the draft. Tell me about Spencer Rattler, because you definitely saw him at the Senior Bowl, and he's the MVP, right?
Yeah, the Saints now have three Senior Bowl MVPs in their quarterback room because Kellen Mond was the Senior Bowl MVP in 2021. Jake Haener was the Senior Bowl MVP last year. And then obviously Spencer Rattler was the Senior Bowl MVP this year. And he's interesting, man. A lot of people are saying, hey, he could be a day two pick, second round, third round. He obviously dropped to the fifth round. This was a draft that had the most quarterbacks ever taken in the top 12. They had six of them go off the board in the top 12. And then there was the longest gap ever between drafted quarterbacks from pick 12 to pick 150. So that's kind of wild. And then obviously Michael Pratt had went all the way in round seven.
Yeah,
so there was clearly that's tough to say. There's a point where, everyone's passed on a quarterback once and then twice and then three times. And then you're like, well, why are we not passing on him now?
Well, somebody texted in yesterday, Jeff, and I wanted to get this in before we run out of time, which is, why did the Saints go Spencer Rattler over Michael Pratt?
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, I think they just, you know, it's rare to find a quarterback in the fifth round with kind of top-end physical attributes from a passing perspective, right? Like, you're talking about long-term projects and guys who are profiling as maybe they could be a backup. You know, it's rare to find a guy that you think maybe could develop into an actual starting quarterback one day, you know? And I think that's kind of what you have. And, you know, this is a guy who, one of the reasons I like this pick is because the reasons he dropped were nonsensical, in that a lot of GMs were kind of scared off by a Netflix documentary that was done when he was 17 years old. And that's silly, right?
Wait. What was all that about? I didn't know about this.
Oh, yeah. He was the
subject. Oh, wait. Did you talk about Spencer?
QB1. Yes.
I thought you were talking about Michael Pratt. No, I'm aware of the Netflix with Spencer Rattler. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about Michael Pratt. Something I missed.
No, I honestly can't discern why Michael fell that far. It's something that we're going to have to figure out over time. But with Spencer, it's just, you know, if that's the reason he fell, and it sure sounds like that's one of the reasons that a lot of teams are scared away from him in the mid rounds, I like to pick even more, because that impacts nothing, right? If you feel comfortable that the kid has grown and developed, then you're just looking at a guy who was the top prospect coming out of high school and was thought of at one point when he was back at Oklahoma as a potential first-round pick, maybe number one overall. You know, he's not a guy who you're going to expect to play a big role right away, right? He's going to compete with Jay Kaner for the backup job, and right now his job is to prove that he can be a backup in the NFL. And I think anyone expecting more than that in year one is silly, but I think he can do that, and I think they're excited about him in that room.
Thoughts on Bub Means?
Bub Means. This is like an all-name draft, right?
It is, really. Spencer, Kool-Aid, Bub, Taliese, Jalen.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff in there. But, yeah, Bub's a – you know, there's prototypes that the Saints were looking for in this draft at wide receiver, and he fits it, right? I think Keon Coleman would have been a good pick for them. I think Xavier Leggett would have been a good pick for them. I think those guys were off the board. There was an early run on wide receivers in the second round, and so they kind of got pushed back. And – you know, he's a big guy. He's around this. He's got a similar frame to Mike Thomas, if you want to look at it that way. You know, he's one of those kind of big, sturdy possession receivers. He's not going to blow anyone away with his athleticism, but he should be able to go over the middle of the field and make contested catches. there is a spot to be made on this team, right, for a wide receiver. You have Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed, and then whoever else. A.T. Perry is probably in that mix somewhere. But you need four, maybe a fifth wide receiver, and, you know, he's going to have a chance to compete for that. And, you know, I'm excited to see him at camp. You know, it's tough. I don't get to watch a lot of ACC football down in, around these parts. I typically err toward the SEC, so I haven't watched a ton of Bub in college. But, you know, he fits the mold of what I was looking for the Saints to add. I think his nickname is Bubble. I think that's what it's short for.
Well, I don't know if you heard the interview, but he had some kind of bubble on his navel or something when he was born, that's how they got the name Bubble, and then from there it went to Bub.
Right. Yeah. It's a interesting nickname. Yeah, it's funny because the Saints not only drafted two guys with like elite nicknames, they drafted two guys with elite nicknames that came from birth, right? because Kool-Aid was given his nickname by, I think, his grandmother, like literally when he was born, because she said he had like a Kool-Aid smile.
I did not know. I thought it was something he drank. Tell me about Jalen Ford before we run out of time from Texas.
Yeah, Jalen Ford's a guy, you know, you're trying to find impact players in the fifth round to whatever extent they can do that. And, you know, you're also looking for high character guys, team leader type guys. And I think he fits that. Obviously, Texas, you know, you're not going to a small school for him. You're going to a big school, you know, and I think he's a guy that you would hope would come in right away, especially with these new special teams rules, and be someone that could make an impact in that part of the game and develop over the course of a couple of years. I think he could play all three linebacker spots if you need it. And there's going to be, again, you talk about Bub, there's a spot for him to make. I think there's a spot at linebacker to make because, if you remember, Nephi Sewell went down with that knee injury late in the year. He had an impact on this team by the end of the season, and that's going to be a role in terms of special teams, in terms of maybe some backup snaps that you're going to be looking to fill. And he, DeMarco Jackson, guys like that are going to be competing. And I like him. You know, his dad's from Shreveport, obviously, so he has some connections to Louisiana. I did have to break the news to him that Lil Wayne's a Packers fan because he said Lil Wayne's his pump-up playlist, and he was really excited. But I had to share that information with him. He was kind of disappointed.
He's been seen at Lambeau, hadn't he, Lil Wayne?
He's a notable Packers fan. Like, he has a song called Go Pack Go. It's very strange. But, you know, you can do what you want.
Let me get to Christian Boyd. This, I think, Jeff, was a soundbite of the draft. Man, that sums it up. Grown-ass men trying to feed their families. What do you get about Christian Boyd?
Yeah, you know, I asked Dennis Allen if maybe they're a little more comfortable with Northern Iowa than some of these other schools. And he said it has nothing to do with Northern Iowa. It has to do with Christian Boyd. But he did say he got Trevor Penning a little buddy, which is relative because these are both massive human beings. I like Christian. He's an older guy. He's 24. He was one of my mock draft picks. So I two-furred in this one, which is rare for anyone. So I'll brag about that for a second. But there's a guy they got a really good look at. They had him in for a top 30 visit. Yeah, I think he had 16 top 30 visits. So there was a lot of teams that were intrigued by him. He's an older guy. I think he's 24. He's been in college since 2018 because, you know, COVID. There's really old prospects that are able to come out. And that just means that, hey, you're maybe a little bit more mature. You got a little bit more development at the college level than you might have been able to otherwise. And I think it's going to be, you know, I think Deez talked about this last night, it's going to be a numbers game at defensive tackle. He's more of a nose. He's going to line up over the center. I think you do need that. So, you know, you lost Malcolm Roach, so there is a spot to be had. It's just a question of how many defensive tackles you end up carrying. And I think that the numbers might be different this year because you might end up with an extra linebacker, maybe an extra, you know, specialist at returner because of the roles that you have, and they're going to want to adjust for that. But no, I think Christian's going to be a guy that is tough to keep off the roster by the end of camp. He's just mean, dude. He's physical. He's big. Yeah.
Before we run out of time, the Nebraska guard, did you want to show off by pronouncing his name?
Oh, man, you caught me. I don't got that one yet. I think it's Noureddin Nouili, something along those lines.
Well, ask me. If you're asking me, you're in trouble. And the Colorado State tight end, who really had a great story during the NFL Combine, right? The story of the Combine, almost?
Well, Dallin Hulker, yeah. He's got a great nickname, too. I think they call him the Incredible Hulker. He's intriguing. He's probably my top, if I had the great tight ends on their chance to make the run. I'm sorry.
Wait, you can bring that down. So, anyway, this guy, Dallin Hulker, he thought the drill was over, right? Tell people what happened.
Yeah, he thought the drill was over. It was one of those kind of gauntlet drills where you catch a ball coming from each direction. So, you know, at the end of the drill, you catch the ball and you tuck it and run with it. He didn't realize that, you know, he thought that that was the last ball, so he tucked it. And then the other guy, you know, there's another ball coming from the other direction, so he caught it with his left hand. So he finished the drill running with a ball in each hand. And, you know, if you go on Twitter, you'll find highlights of him making spectacular one-handed catches. He had a Hail Mary, I think, against Colorado in that crazy game. So, you know, he's a guy with hands.
Go ahead.
But for UDFAs, you're looking for guys with elite traits, right? You're looking for guys that can excel in one part of the game or another, because you're not going to find really perfect prospects at any point late in the late rounds of UDFAs. I think that's probably what his is. He's a really good hands catcher. And, yeah, I mean, this tight end depth chart is not exactly deep, so I think you like it.
But as silly as that seems, you can't coach that. That's pretty quick awareness and athletic ability and everything else for him to catch that second ball.
Oh, yeah, there's kind of an innate ability to make athletic decisions at critical moments, right? So you see someone who can kind of think on his feet and make those decisions that you can't possibly plan for, and that's just the type of thing that lets you catch a Hail Mary, make a one-handed catch, right? Do one of catch two balls in one drill.
We don't have enough time. We're out of time, but you have to come back and talk about the undrafted free agents, all right? Because we haven't really spoke about them a lot, but we'll talk about it next time when you come back. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, Tommy.
Pleasure as always. Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter, taking a break, coming back, talking about keeping your teenager mentally healthy and as it relates to social media with Dr. Judy Ho. Tommy Tucker, WWL.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.